Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the flagship. That's the one that's almost 10 years old. That's the one where you can listen to the show a number of different ways, including podcasting it. We now have everything we have is MP3. You can stream it. You can podcast it. You can subscribe by RSS. Everything. I'm talking about the live show, the replay. I'm talking about the thousands of archives that we've been archiving since 99. And 1,000 new ones every year, so check that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog. Articles coming out of your ears there that have been written by me and our really smart Brain Trust members. Lots of good stuff there. And also our knowledge base, AskJim.biz. That's where you can get small business answers now. No barrier to entry in any of our websites. If you can get there, we'll let you in. Steve Del Bianco is all over all of our websites. He is executive director of NetChoice and vice president of Americans for Competitive Technologies. The Association for Competitive Technology. I'll get that right in a minute. And he's our good friend, Steve. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Well, it's good to be back on. I mean, all these years of doing your show just prepped me for that experience on Mother's Day when you and Devana were unlucky enough to catch me on 60 Minutes talking about this very topic.
Yes, folks, and many of you may have seen this. Steve Del Bianco had a pretty significant excerpt in a story that 60 Minutes was covering about the real estate industry and the attempt by the internet realtors to break into this. And Steve, you had an experience with this a while back, and I want you to talk about that in a minute. Before you do that, I'm curious about the experience of being on 60 Minutes. We're gonna talk about the realtor issue in a minute. But before, Steve, talk to us about the experience of being contacted by, going through the process, being interviewed. What did the end result look like? Tell us about that.
Well, Jim, for folks of my generation and yours, 60 Minutes carries a lot of weight. It's almost a mysterious shock and awe phenomena about the idea of being on 60 Minutes. So about a year ago, I got a phone call from some producers over there who were interested in exploring this realtor's story, where the realtors were crushing technology-based upstarts like the company I had founded, eRealty.com. And it started with a phone call, an interview, and then I quickly met with them in person over dinner, over drinks, at their offices to tell our story. And they took a lot of notes, so it's a little unnerving. Here you are talking to a couple of producers, and they're clicking away on their laptops, and you have no idea what part of what you're saying is making your way into their notes. And then they ask questions.
How well it's making it into your notes.
Seriously. And then they ask questions that reveal how little they know about the incredibly complex real estate commissions system and the multiple listing system and the rules that govern the real estate industry. It is a phenomenally complex setup. And then, so you start to lose faith that this story is ever going to get on the air, because you get feelings like, well, this is pretty complex to show to our viewers. I mean, 20 million viewers, average age of 50 years old, not that easy to translate all this into something that makes sense in a 12-minute segment.
Because once you get over 50, you know, the mind kind of goes, right? Is that what they're saying?
I think they want to keep it as simple as they can.
Well, yeah, for all of us guys over 50, you got to simple, you got to dumb things down a little bit for us, right?
Draw pictures, maybe.
Exactly.
Cartoons. But I'll tell you what, they stuck with it, and I have a world of respect for the producers at 60 Minutes. They work for months at a time on a single 12-minute segment, and there are dozens of producers up there, and a couple of them at a time will work on three or four stories, five stories a year. And then the correspondents, the folks we see on camera, really just swoop in at the last minute and absorb the situation, follow the notes the producers are laid out, and conduct on-camera interviews, which was probably the most unnerving part of the whole process. Went up to their studios in New York, and you sit for an hour and a half with a correspondent who asks a whole dizzying array of questions.
You sat with Leslie Stahl for an hour and a half?
Yes, indeed. And you know what? It went quickly because it was so much we had to talk about. And so much, I think, educating, not so much Leslie Stahl, but trying to educate the viewer about what happened to eRealty, what it means for consumers trying to achieve a little bit of value in real estate, and what it means for competition.
So final decision, you were pleased with the way 60 Minutes did the program?
You know, it turned out all right, but I have to tell you, going in, I was extremely nervous about telling friends like you or my mother and my children, hey, your dad's going to be on 60 Minutes. I'd mention it to somebody, and they'd say, oh, my goodness, what did you do?
They broke into your office and stuck a microphone in front of you. Well, tell the audience about eRealty.
Sure. And for those who saw the segment, I mean, you get a sense of the fact that over the past 5 to 10 years, think about it, home prices have doubled or tripled in many markets. Mm-hmm. And that means the real estate commissions have doubled and tripled to where today, in this country, 2007, there'll be over $65 billion, with a B, $65 billion in commissions alone paid by folks like you and me for buying and selling homes.
At 6%.
At mostly 6%.
At mostly 6%.
Quibble over whether it's 5.
Commercial and land is often 10%.
It is, but the folks, I mean, when you think about the people that buy and sell the home, the biggest financial transaction in their lives, it's close to 6%. And if prices have doubled, that means commissions have doubled. So the and this is in an era when it's even less work to buy and sell a home, because consumers like you and me are doing more of the work online.
Right.
As we research neighborhoods, we do our loan applications online, we figure out what we can afford, and therefore the realtors actually have to do less work for double the money. Something is wrong with this system.
Well, you know, there were a couple of other industries that were impacted by the Internet significantly, and basically their world was turned upside down, and that was the stockbroker industry, the wirehouses primarily, and also the travel agencies. Both of those industries were turned upside down by innovations over the Internet. Why hasn't this happened with the realtors?
The formula's been the same, in the sense that people in the industry, like stockbrokers themselves and travel agents and certain realtors, embraced new technology, just embraced it as a way of serving consumers better and driving down their own costs. That's the way it should happen. You drive your own costs down. But as multiple realtors or stockbrokers drive costs down, well, then some of them are tempted to cut prices to get more customers.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought, Steve. We're going to come back and going to finish this right after these messages. This is a very important topic, and it's a controversial topic. I admit it, but it's one that's going to play out in front of our very eyes. In fact, some of it is in front of the Supreme Court right now. So we're going to get Steve to help us with that right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Steve Del Bianco is our guest. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Steve Del Bianco is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Steve is Executive Director of NetChoice and Vice President of the Association for Competitive Technologies, and we're talking about the dust-up that's been going on really over the last several years, but it's achieved a fever pitch recently between the Internet, real estate industry on the Internet, and the traditional real estate industry, the real estate brokerage industry, I should say. Steve, before we get back into that, though, remind folks about NetChoice and about ACT.
Thanks, Jim. Our trade association is called ACT, Association for Competitive Technology. Our website is www.actonline.org. And we have a coalition dedicated to issues just like we're discussing today, and that is barriers to e-commerce and barriers to competition. And that group is called netchoice.org. And membership is free. And just on the basis of the 60 Minutes story, several hundred people who watched went online and joined NetChoice to keep track of issues that affect your pocketbook in the way the technology is used to make our lives better.
Well, exactly, and you guys do a good job of that, and I'm glad you're on the job. One of the things, though, that you got a little bit out of the public policy area and got over into the private sector when you helped found a company called eRealty.
That's right, in 1999.
And I remember when you did that, and I remember I was in Washington. You introduced me to the other principals, the people who were running the company. You remember that?
Exactly right. And you said we're the kind of guys that you respect, that entrepreneurs who decide to change a big, big industry in a way that's it's going to revolutionize it.
Not just because I said that, not just because I, you know, wanted to see the real estate industry turned upside down. I said it because I could see that this is the way that the marketplace was moving, and it was going to be good for consumers. It was not going to be good for realtors who couldn't come into the 21st century, but it was going to be good for consumers, and ultimately those realtors who recognized how the world has changed, how the marketplace has changed, and they adapted to it. For example, I know plenty of travel agents, Steve. I know plenty of brokers who are still in business. They've changed their model as a result of how the internet changed their world, and they're happier than they've ever been because now they actually have a 21st century model. And I think the real estate brokerage industry is still trying to hang on to a 20th century model, but they're living in the 21st century, and I don't think they'll prevail.
Jim, I think you're oversimplifying it too much. The realtors do get technology. They use it every day, and they love the fact that the buyers and sellers of homes spend a lot of time on the internet, and it makes life easier for the realtors. They get that.
Now, I didn't say they weren't using 21st century technology. I said their business model is not.
And it's only because of one thing. It's the way the commissions are structured.
Exactly.
When you sell a home, you pay the 6% commission to the listing agent, and he or she turns around and splits that commission with the buyer's agent. And that means that the buyer of the home is the one who's paying. They pay everything. But keep that in mind. They're paying everything, and they have no control over that commission. The commission is negotiated by the seller, but it's paid by the buyer. And you think about what that does? It creates a problem where if you want to come in and compete and discount commissions on the buy side, the only way you can do it is with a rebate. And that's what we did at eRealty. We took the 3% commission that comes to the buyer or broker side and gave a third of that back to the buyer. The way the realtors crushed that, there's an example in yesterday's press. The state of Tennessee, the legislature of Tennessee, passed a bill that's on the governor's desk that makes it a crime in Tennessee for a realtor to give a rebate to a buyer. This is exactly the kind of tactics they're using.
They're making it illegal to give somebody a discount.
Exactly.
So isn't the Justice Department looking into this?
They are. As a result of laws like Tennessee and what the realtors did to my company, eRealty, the Justice Department launched an antitrust suit last year. I'm a witness in that case. It'll probably go to trial in 2008. It's an antitrust suit against the National Association of Realtors. The second thing is the Federal Trade Commission has done a series of workshops and printed a scathing 73-page report that went out last Monday. Your viewers ought to see it on the FTC website. It's an incredible indictment of the realtors for the practices they have. And then finally, 60 Minutes, bringing it all to a head on Mother's Day. And the realtors themselves, you'll get a kick out of this. They sent a note around to their members saying, this is a very tough program. It's very negative on realtors. All we can say is, thank goodness, it's going to be aired on Mother's Day.
Now, can they see that on 60minutes.com?
That's right. If you go to cbsnews.com under 60 Minutes, cbsnews.com under 60 Minutes, you can watch the whole segment in about 12 minutes.
Steve, your focus is not retribution. Your focus is not to try to hurt realtors. Your focus is just to make sure that consumers have access to the highest level of efficiencies that they can have in the 21st century. Am I right about that?
That's right. And I want entrepreneurs, Jim. I want the folks who go to AskJim.biz and say, how do I innovate in an industry that's making tons of profits? And I said, I want them to know they can get in the door in real estate, they can get their realtor's license, and they can do business faster, better, and cheaper, and charge lower prices to get more customers.
Right. Steve, 20 seconds, last thoughts.
This program, I hope, will set into motion a real revolution here. If people become aware that the realtors are sitting on those 6%, then folks will push back. They'll say,
When consumers realize that they're doing a lot of the work and they can save money if some rules and laws are changed, don't you think consumers will force this as well?
Absolutely, Jim.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve. Steve DelBianco, ladies and gentlemen. He will be back another day. Quick break, right back after these messages with our good friend Steve Forbes. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.